The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I think it's fairly well known for many people that one of the core, in the Buddhist view, one of the core sources of suffering has to do with clinging or craving. And that clinging is described in many ways. Sometimes it's simply called a stickiness, that there's a stickiness, a glue that keeps us attached to things. Sometimes it's called a knot, knotted up in things. It's sometimes called a fetter in the translation, the Pali word, but literally means a knot, to be knotted up. And we say that colloquially in English, I was all knotted up in something. And the expression from a Japanese teacher that I really liked was the fist in the heart, or the fist in the mind, and that we're trying to open the fist of the heart so it's not all fisted up or closed up, tightened up. And so there's many languages for this, many ways of talking about this way we cling or crave. And part of the function of this practice is to reveal the ways that we cling, the ways that we are knotted up. And sometimes it's pretty evident right away. Sometimes as we go further and further along in the practice, we start seeing aspects of being knotted up, being caught by things in ways that we didn't know at all. Maybe it's more subtle or deeper somehow inside. And in some ways, the movement through the path of practice is a continual movement of encountering and then releasing, encountering and untying all the different ways that things are. We're sticky with things. We hold on to things, or cling to things, or resist things. And so, when we run into these things in ourselves, some people have this instinct to feel bad about themselves or criticize themselves. It's also possible to see it as, oh good, this is the path forward. Knowing these things is part of the path, is how we go forward. And that's one interpretation I have for why this practice of anapanasati is so simple in its explanation, is that it's not meant to avoid or not recognize that we're attached or clinging, or there's all these challenges we kind of come along the way. But it's not supposed to avoid it, but it's offering us a very simple way of moving through it without making a big deal of it, because they're not mentioned. And rather than getting caught up in the stories, or the idea of me, myself, and mine in relationship to it, the idea is to be really, really simple. Of course those things are there. And then how simple can we be in a way that's genuine, beneficial, honest, and healing or freeing as we go through? And so I see the simplicity of the way this beginning of Anapanasati works as a way of really addressing all these clinging, all the challenges, all the strong feelings, emotions we have, all the ways in which the mind gets knotted up, fisted up, caught up in things and concerned with things. But without kind of getting entangled with it even further. So to just simply stay breathing through it all, whatever's going on, breathe. And I think I said this yesterday, that there's something about hanging in there with the rhythm of breathing that keeps them, I call it sometimes the great lubricator. It keeps things lubricated so they don't get rusted up or squeaky or something frozen up. Or it's a massage, that we're massaging stuff, or it's a way of kind of, by staying with that gentle rhythm of breathing, it's a little bit easier for the mind not to get caught by something. Because if you get caught, you've lost touch with the breathing. But if you're in touch with the breathing, then there's something we're taking being with that's kind of this lubricant or this massage. The concerns, the feelings we have haven't gone away necessarily, but it's the knotted up, the stickiness, the preoccupation with them that's loosened up. And then something else begins to happen. If we free our concerns, our emotions, our challenges, even our suffering, if we free it from our preoccupation, from our resistance, the stories, the opinions, the predictions about it, what it means that it's there, are pushing it away or validating it or justifying it or apologizing for it, all these complicated things we do, all those perpetuate it somehow. And if we just could learn to leave it alone, but without denying it, just leave it alone, let it be there, and leave it alone from all this extra stuff we add, the heart knows how to heal. The mind knows how to unfold. In the same way that if you cut your finger with a kitchen knife, for example, chopping vegetables, it's a complicated physiological process to heal that cut. But we don't have to worry about that. The body heals itself if all we have to do is keep the cut clean. So much of the angst, the suffering, the challenge, the grief that we have, to respect it deeply, and really respect it, leave it alone without stickiness, without clinging, without being knotted to it. And this mindfulness of breathing, the implicit idea in this practice is that actually that mindfulness of breathing allows that freedom, allows us to leave things alone. And then as the practice goes along, to feel the mental formations, the bodily formations, to feel the physical activity, expressions, manifestations of the mind, manifestations of our responses, our thoughts, our feelings. It's such a powerful thing. It's a way, again, of being present for all the difficulties and joys of life, but to be present for it physically without the stickiness, without being for or against and the clinging. And it's a way of kind of begin to loosen up the stickiness, just to feel it in your body. The body is not a story, and so much of the stickiness has to do with the story-making mind, the opinions, the ideas, predictions. And then on top of that, the Anapanasati says, relax or tranquilize, make tranquil this body. And for me, this idea of relaxing, calming the body, is not really meant to avoid anything, but it's beginning to relax the ways in which we hold things, the way we hold on or knot it up. It's the knots that we're letting go of. And as the knots get let go, the entanglements let go, then what we're feeling inside, the challenges we have, can begin to move and resolve themselves and relax, and it can be a very different perspective. And sometimes we don't solve our problems, but we dissolve them in this way. Some of the external problems we have in life, the real things that we have to take care of, don't go away this way, but we put ourselves in a much better position, more creative, more intelligent, more wise, more loving, to address them when we go through this deep process of letting go of the stickiness, the craving that we have. So I think it's kind of a radical thing, this practice, that it actually doesn't talk about these challenges directly, because we don't have to address them directly if we do this steps of Anapanasati. They just kind of get taken care of on the side, or get taken care of because we're making space to in releasing the stickiness, the knots that we have. And that process continues into the second set of four instructions, where we become aware of the mental formations, the mental activities, the thoughts that we have, and then we calm those down. And calming means let go of the stickiness, let go of the tightness, the constrictions that are there, the pressure that's there. It can't be done all at once and all of it, but the beginning is a process of letting go of the stickiness, of settling the mind. And this also is not to avoid the mental problems, but to let go of the stickiness, the fetters that are there. So, to repeat myself, I think it's a radical thing that this Anapanasati does not address directly the challenges we have in practice. But it's not because they're being ignored. I would like to propose, is because it's offering a very realistic, very effective process by which they can be resolved or dissolved, or we can find our way with them without having to address them directly. As in the usual ways the mind wants to do that or heart wants to do that. So as you practice and when you find yourself with these challenges that could happen, know the practice is a response to it, is ways of addressing it, and perhaps being content and willing to do so indirectly. And for some of us, it's a radical thing to not feel like we have to fix and address everything directly, but we can just relax, settle back, and trust the process as we go move along on this path. So thank you, and I look forward to being again with you tomorrow.